أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. Respected elders and friends, as we are discussing and learning that how important is it to honor and respect the sha'air, the tenets of Islam. There are special signs that Allah Ta'ala has made for Muslims which are very outstanding, that anybody can make out that this is a special sign of a true believer of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And as we have explained, for myself, for all of us to ponder and think, that the more we honor the signs of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the more we will get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that will give us eagerness to obey the commands of Allah, and that will give us honor, respect and dignity in the whole world. But when we don't show the proper respects, the proper etiquette and adab, and we don't appreciate the special ni'mas of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then we will lose the value ourselves, and people won't show respect to us. And today, unfortunately, we see that what is the respect of the ummah throughout the world? We don't have real respect, because we have lost our own respect by not appreciating these important great ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As we have explained, the masajids, these are the very great ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us in detail that how we should come to the masjid, how we should sit in the masjid, how we should respect the masjid, etc. But today we have just taken it for granted. While we're walking into the masjid, we are talking worldly things. Sadly, today people are talking about sports in the masjid. People are busy with their mobiles in the masjid. Allahu Akbar. So much so, on one occasion, in Durban, in the masjid of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in the month of Ramadan, somebody told Hazrat that I saw a dream that zina is taking place in the masjid. And Hazrat, mashallah, was an expert of interpreting dreams. Immediately Hazrat realized, and then he put two, three people in charge at the back. He says, just see the Rawi time, that who is playing with their phones and what they are watching on their phones. And Abad, they found few people watching movies and porn in the masjid. And Hazrat says, I thought as much, that this is what must be happening. And today, like we walk in the masjid, we want to see the news, what comes up. A picture of a lady, etc., which is totally haram, it's not permissible. And we don't realize that. And we got so much pictures of our own, our wife's picture, when the phone rings in a masjid, and its musical tone, which is totally haram, it's not permissible, it creates nifaq, hypocrisy in the heart. The value of Islam is lost. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, a time will come when music will play in the masjid, they were shocked that music is haram. Out of the masjid, we don't listen to music. How will music come in the masjid? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, the time will come. Today we see it is so common. Good people, whether it's ulama sometimes, whether it's tabligh, the people involved in jamaat, people that goes to the khanka, and people that are regarded as dini people, our phones ring and you hear a musical tone. And in the masjid the phones ring. And when it is told nicely to change your ringtone, we will make excuse. We don't know, the children played with the phone, etc. This is no excuse. That by Allah Ta'ala, what we going to answer? And this is what is called, what is brought all time in my heart, in the heart of the whole ummah generally, the snifaq, the hypocrisy. That we are Muslims, but we want to follow the lifestyle of the kuffar also. Their fashion also, it's nothing wrong if I wear that type of clothes. Whereas Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, another great sign of Islam is the dressing of a person. That the topi is a great sign of Islam. It's not just a culture. It's not an Indian culture or any culture. This is a great sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That when you see a person from far with a topi, and not just for the masjid, all the time you should try and wear it. The only time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't wear a topi was when he was in ihram. So if we not wearing topis means we are in ihram all the time. And if you're in ihram, then you can't touch your wife, you can't be very friendly, etc. So we should ponder and think. These are not just ordinary things. These are great signs. Something happened to a person in the street, accident, you got your topi on, immediately they know this is a Muslim person. And then they know who to call. A woman got her veil, her scarf on, her veil, she's properly dressed when she has to go out of the house, people will know this. But today we have just taken it for granted. What's wrong? That if we don't wear topi, what's wrong if I wear a Bermuda and sit in the masjid and my kurta is lifted up and someone see my knees, there's nothing wrong. No, it's a great sin.